Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies album review.
We are back.
The Lee, I'm joined by AC and Ray Love.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about Donda. Donda. Man.
It's here.
Donda.
That intro, man. That intro.
Oh my gosh.
You know, before we get into the actual album, we gotta talk about this lead up. Hanging outside in the house with Marilyn Manson. What else was that man doing? Floating in the stadium, locking himself up in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the first place in Atlanta. That was wild. Yeah.
He got married in there too. He did, bro. Remember you seen that on his last one?
That was in Chicago. Last one was in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, well, he got married in Chicago.
The three shows were crazy. Like the live streams, like on iTunes or wherever you can find it. I got to watch all three. I kind of tuned in, tuned out. I feel like
that homework life.
Yeah. I feel like this album, like the way he was making changes and updating it, really added to the experience, at least for me. I'm not going to say it made it a perfect album or anything. Of course not. Even to the point where I feel like it has its drawbacks because there were certain things that I didn't want changed that end up being changed. But overall, I feel like this was a unique rollout. Like even, you know, the beef, I mean, not saying the beef was unique, but the whole tension with that. You know, the rumors, he didn't really even say much. If y'all were keeping up, like, he wasn't tweeting anything. It was all his team, Mike Dean saying things as far as, like, mixing.
Justin LaBoy.
Yeah, like, stuff like that, like, building hype. Really, Kanye didn't really even say anything. No interviews, really, no crazy statements. I mean, he really just went up there, didn't acknowledge the crowd, just let the music play, and was doing dances and push-ups and shit. Like, it was fun. It was fun to watch. Like, it was entertaining. And to see, like, the thought process. I don't know if he actually listens to the fans' feedback, but if his team did, that's cool as well.
I don't think he listens to fan feedback. It's a cool idea to think that he could have, possibly listened to his feedback. I kind of disagree with the whole three listening parties. I feel like you have a great reasoning for liking that in terms of, you know, hearing something different and kind of partaking in that, you know, adding or cutting of an album, like who's going to be added, who's going to be cut, who's, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like that takes away the anticipation and with that first listen, you know what I'm saying? When you have that many viewing parties, I feel like it's not as exciting when the album drops.
It's both ways you can look at it is a valid opinion. I just think it's a cool and unique way to look at an album when you get an album and it's in a raw, very raw form, and then it builds up into something that's greater. I just think it's unique and nobody else does it better than Kanye as far as showcasing it, because nobody else really does that. Remember Lupe was talking about on Twitter, he was going to make an album 24 hours or something and he was going to live tweet it, and then he didn't do it in the day like he was supposed to, shit like that. And it's not the same. Like Kanye, the way he gives you insider look into his creative process is like no other. So, but I understand what you mean. Like you want to hear the album as a finished product, you want to hear the best version of the album, but I just think it prods your brain a little bit more, and like, well, you know, it's an experience for sure.
My only problem was with him delaying the album. You know, you say you're going to drop it. I mean, again, he didn't make no statements, but there was a commercial that said he was going to drop it, like we said in the prior episode, talk about the album. Like, he did basically almost confirm that the album was going to drop, and it kept getting pushed back to the point where Universal might have dropped it without his consent. Y'all saw that, too.
Oh, he claimed that, yeah.
He claimed that, and, you know, over the baby verse not being on there when it first got put out as well, but got added later. So that was the whole thing, too. The third show, I felt like about the third show, even as a fan, I kind of was like, okay, you just need to drop it. Like, no, hopefully no more shows at this point, especially with the Kim and the fire. Like, it didn't take away from the album for me, but it's like, at this point, just drop the album. Especially if you're going to be doing shows like this, where you're going to be starting to bring Marilyn Manson and the baby into play. And it's going to be like, okay, now we're starting to get this negative stuff. You know, we didn't need that. You know what I'm saying?
He was doing too much.
Doing too much at that point. It's like, okay, now you're starting to feel yourself. And like, that didn't have to happen. So take away Kid Cudi from the album for a period. Add the Gabalab, whatever. The album is called Donda. The cover is black.
Was the cover supposed to be black, do you think?
At first, he announced the cover. It was like a painting. It was actually a nice painting. I think that damn near should have been the cover. And then some people were floating around another cover. I don't know. I'm not going to make like a theory like some people do. Like, no.
Yeah.
I feel like the way the album starts off, Donda Chat, I don't know. Like, that was a weird way to start the album. I mean, when he was streaming it live, like, again, he rearranged the tracks too. Like, when he first started, 24 was the first track. So,
yeah.
The fact that he rearranged it like this, it was interesting because Jail ended it with the first live streaming session as well. So he damn near flipped a lot of tracks around. It was kind of, I wouldn't say eerie. It wasn't scary or anything, but it was kind of like, what are you going to, I knew that I heard the album, but I think as someone who probably didn't hear the album, you're probably, what am I getting into? And then even as a Kanye fan, then Jail comes on and Jail was a grand open. I feel like Jail was a good ass opening track. How did y'all feel about the chant? Like, how did y'all feel about getting like opening up and out?
I like Jail a lot, but like, okay, so what are you talking about? Bring it back with like the chant and stuff, and you're talking about being eerie. I mean, yeah, I feel like that like ties in almost like with the cover being black.
Yeah.
And all that. You know, there's all this like Jesus and God influence to it. And I think a lot about Christianity is like, you don't really have an image of God, and he was holding his mom up in like a high regard too. So like, you know, something like you have to picture it yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You make out what you think about this album. There's no cover art. And it's like the opposite of Childish Gambino dropped an album last year, 2020, in March.
Oh yeah, his tweet,
it was all white.
Did you see his tweet? Love inspiring others or something like that.
Yeah, and it's all white.
Yeah,
it was his cover. So Donda is all black. So you know, that was cool. It gives you a different perspective. It helps me look at an album a different way. I think if I don't see cover art for it, I think I visualize a little bit what the album is going to be like, and I put it into sort of a frame if you see an image for it. So I thought that was really unique. And then the chant, I mean, it's cool the first time you hear it, and then after that you just turn that shit off. You never add it. You just go straight to Jail every time you listen to it again. I mean, were y'all slapping the Donda chant in the beginning to get ready for the album every time you listen to it?
No, unless I'm just trying to hear the whole album. As Tone Setter, I think maybe if he would have followed up with the song Donda, it might have been more of a
impactful flow.
Yeah, especially if he would have added the verse with Push the T. Like, he cut that too. Jail, yeah, Jail's a good opener, you know, hitting it out. Shows you that the album's not going to be too rappy as well, because that's a whole other thing. I hear people saying, like, Kanye's not really spitting on his album, and that's not the purpose of this album. He's in his 40s. He knows he's not the best rapper in the game anymore. He might argue he's the best artist, but you don't hear him say I'm the best rapper. I mean, maybe he does, I don't know, because he's not spinning on this album. I will say that, like, there's a few songs where he showed moments and he was showing flashes, but Jail lets you know out the gate he's gonna be kind of flowing, kind of singing, kind of rapping, talking his shit. Jay-Z come on. How'd y'all feel about Jay-Z?
It was all right. I really don't think it was crazy. Like, I mean, it was all right. I think Jay-Z just came on and he was a household name. That's it.
Yeah, okay,
that's how I see it. Let me talk about the cover art, though, and then the Donda chant. For the cover art, I don't see there's no special meaning behind it. I see, like, just a lack of creativity and kind of just slapped the black cover art. So I ain't going to say, oh, man, there was some hidden meaning behind it. I don't know about all that.
I thought it was cool.
I kind of wish he put some cover art, but, I mean, to me, that's not that big of a deal to me.
And I felt that way with the Gambino one, too, with the white. And he was doing, like, he was really cryptic with his album. So, like, I really was having a hard time grasping
his tracks were like dates and stuff. It was like way over.
And you didn't need, so like there was no direction given for anything, it felt like. So, but having to find your own way through an album, I think, is a really cool experience too. So even though I feel like this one is a little bit let's go back to Jail though. We were talking about Jail. I like, you were talking about you said you didn't like Jay-Z's verse. I thought Jay-Z's verse was actually pretty okay.
I didn't like it. I just said it was nothing special.
Here, the Jay-Z's flow wasn't anything crazy on the track.
It was nothing special.
But I feel like, you know, it was more about the moment, of course. You know, Jay-Z, Kanye.
Right.
You know what it is.
Yeah. When we were talking about, it's an empowerment track about, like, you know, getting who's like canceled or who's like not liked today, and you're empowering yourself, you're moving forward, telling people fuck you, forget about it. You know, we're leaving that red cap bullshit behind, telling them, leaving MAGA behind.
Of course, Jay-Z got to mention that, you know. Yeah, good, dope track. That's one of the better tracks. I feel like it was like a playful, cool track. After that little dark interlude, though, it was a little, I don't know, it wasn't even that jarring of a transition, but like after hearing, like I said, the other listening parties, it kind of was like, okay, he switched that up. God Breathe, this was a Yeezus song. I would say, like, as far as like, this was the most thing, like the cover art kind of reminds me of Yeezus, as far as like he just like Yeezus, like the CD thing there and like a piece of tape on it, right? This was like, sounded like Yeezus to me, like as far as like the beat, the flow.
I know God breathed on,
except
this.
You know, he's not cussing and he's talking about, you know, God, actually, not I am a God, you know. So little different. Bori.
Nah, y'all know I get what you mean though. It's like, you know what I'm talking about? Like a robotic. Yeah, and then that flow is like robotic.
Almost. Yeah, Bori
like,
pops
like he was him.
Yeah, Bori. Bori kills his little feature. Whenever Bori pops up, though, he does do a really good job. I feel like with his verses and with his hooks, or the, like whatever Kanye has him do, like especially on later on No Child Left Behind, like his voice. Whatever effect that is, I mean, it makes it kind of sound like it's looming, like it's like a presence. And I like that effect with his vocal. How'd y'all feel? Like, it's just like, it was way long like that.
It rode out way too long. Yeah, I liked the track though at first. But I mean, you know, it's just such a contrast from KSG with like the length of these songs and the beats.
Then you come back with Off the Grid. And Off the Grid, I love Off the Grid. Like, as soon as he previewed Off the Grid, I knew I was going to love it.
Great.
Playboi Carti, we already know.
How you feel about Playboi Carti?
It was a cool track. He was spitting on this track. This was an exciting track because of the energy it brought. For me, speaking for myself, you can get bored with this album. So having a track like this once in a while, this was cool. So I appreciated this track. I actually enjoyed this.
This is a highlight.
What about Fivio at the end?
Man. That man killed that, man. Hey, he tweeted Kanye might be producing some of his album. If he actually is, bro, that might be something crazy. Because that brought out energy that I haven't heard from him. Like, I've heard him do certain tracks that are cool.
Boom!
He has a cool little flow. That was different. That was a dope-ass verse. Like, that was like Devil in a New Dress. I'm not saying it's better, but that was like one of those moments where it's like you had someone who I wouldn't expect. It's like, he might have a cool verse, but like, he stole the show on that show. Kanye had to add a verse. I mean, I don't know if he did it because of Foreign, but he added a verse when he first previewed the song that wasn't on the song. Then he added the verse after, and that was a dope verse too. Like, Kanye kept up, but yo. Then you follow up with Hurricane. Hurricane was dope. That's a leak track, Yandy. I don't know how much y'all know about the Yandy leaks, but that track has been leaked so many times. And the way it came together with Weeknd and Lil Baby, I love it. Like, it didn't lose its message. I thought maybe adding Weeknd would take away from the song, but it actually added to the song. He did a good job with the chorus.
He did a phenomenal job. Actually, I had a thought that, see, mine was opposite. I thought Lil Baby was going to mess up the song, but actually Lil Baby did very well too. Mm-hmm. But the Weeknd, he made this song with the chorus. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, it flowed. It was beautiful. It was like kind of like the airy, like you're walking on air, like you just, you know. I thought it was
dope. Bro, cool, you got taken to heaven, didn't you, bro? Was there.
Don't disrespect.
The walk on the water.
Reference. I'm not disrespecting.
Lil Baby did a good verse talking about, you know,
he did.
His pain. Kanye talk about people being judgmental. The Hurts line about Reynolds and stuff was corny. Of course, he always has to have those corny lines. But it was a cool song. Like, that was a cool vibe.
This nigga's a dad, bro. He's got dad jokes.
Yeah, he's old at this point, and it's just funny sometimes. You know, like I said, I heard it leaked. The reason why I was worried about Weeknd is because Aunt Clemens did a really good job on the hook, and Kanye himself did a cool job on the hook. So I'm like, you know, are you just getting the Weeknd because he's the Weeknd, and it's just gonna be like, well, you could have just did it yourself? But no, Weeknd added a whole nother dimension to the track with his voice, like especially like when he really started to break it down near the end of the track. It's like, okay, like that's why you were on the track, bro. Like, you can really, Kanye and Clemens could not do that. Like, they're not doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's not me talking stuff, but we know who the Weeknd is. He's an R&B, you know, legend. So pop legend too. Talking about God, Praise God. Praise God. Now, Praise God, I don't know how I feel about Praise God. I like Praise God, but I named her like the one that he put out at first. And it didn't even have his verse on it. And that's a whole other thing. Like, his verse was cool, but it damn near, like, when he first previewed it, Travis Scott damn near did his verse. The beat on that one I liked more, but I liked this one. It was still solid. Like, it was upbeat. Again, another upbeat moment on this album, because it's kind of...
Yeah.
You said it, like, were you bored during this part, AC?
This wasn't bad. I mean, Travis, you got to give Travis's respect when he comes on the track. I mean, you got to listen to it just because Travis is on it. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, I want to make a quick note on what you said about how you like the other beat that he showed or he released with his release party and whatnot. See, that to me, I feel like that messes up the album because you're too busy like comparing and contrasting with what he could have put out versus what he put out.
Instead it can.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a negative.
I get negative. Right, but I mean, that's just a side note. I just feel like you know, that could have, that messed up your experience lightweight. I'm not saying like it fully messed up your experience, but I'm saying, you know, now you're thinking about, oh man, what if you put the other B, like,
let's or not. It did come up.
But, yeah, no, I mean, this was all right. I think when you start getting to like Jonah was cool too, but like when you start getting to those tracks, it's like, all right, it's a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's when it's a little slow. It gets a little boring, but nah, Praise God's not bad.
Praise God's fire.
Baby Keem.
Yeah, we haven't. Ooh.
Yeah.
This man's killing everything recently.
That's crazy, man. People were saying that they wasn't fucking with the that Kendrick track. It really, really had me distraught because Baby Keem is only getting better with every track he puts out.
He slid.
Yeah, some people try to discredit him because he's Kendrick Lamar's cousin, but you know that's how the music industry is, and he does a solid job. Like he can hold his own on the track. I feel like I'm not trying to say like he's crazy like Kendrick or anything. He's not
this nigga
like
damn near
that,
fucking.
He got a flow again, though. Kanye changed his verse. He added that auto tune part at the end, and I liked it, but I like the verse where he was just spitting on the other one, too. So I was like, he did make certain changes where I was like, okay, and I do agree with AC, it can be a hindrance to your enjoyment if you really did prefer that. To me, it was like, okay, that fits the album as well because the other one was way more upbeat. I feel like too many of these songs, like, they didn't really have a lot of kick drums. It was like really laid back or ambient or like noisy, like not noisy, but like even the drums they had, they didn't really hit. It was like kind of just like there. I don't know what that was. Sometimes it hit, sometimes I'm not gonna lie, it didn't as much as I wanted to. Jonah, let's get into Jonah. Jonah, I like Jonah. Vori killed his feature, a little pop up. He really like, again, his vocals really set the mood. Who gonna be there when I need to fight demons? You know, who's gonna be there to support me? And but I had to find him on my own. I love that little vibe he brought to the track. His verse was dope too. Yeah. Lil Durk, I like Lil Durk's part. Again, everyone who was featured on here, I didn't know how it was gonna work because Kanye can either do Christian rap or mix it together, or I didn't want it to be forced. I feel like none of the features really sounded too forced to me. Like they all kind of talked about, they didn't make it about God necessarily, or if they did, it was kind of like connected. Like they sometimes reference the God in their tracks, like, you know, thank God I didn't get killed or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of was like that, like, you know, thank God certain things didn't happen when I was out there in the field, or man, I pray because I lost these people in my life. Like that's what Lil Durk was about, losing his brother. And that was actually like, okay, Durk, you can do that. You can get introspective like that. I know you can, but that was cool on that beat. That was cool to see. And Kanye's little corny line about no cap, that was funny. Kanye, his bars wasn't really like, he was doing a cool job, but like, it wasn't like he's rapping like he used to. I'm not even saying like he used to be like, you know, it's just, it's there, but it's not there. He's not spitting.
We'll never get that back.
What about Okay Okay? How'd y'all feel about Okay Okay? Okay Okay.
Yachty.
Okay Okay.
Yeah, Okay Okay. How'd y'all feel about Okay Okay?
I wasn't my favorite track.
Yeah, me either.
Kanye was just talking at that point to me. Like, I mean, like, that was not my favorite track.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He was saying, I thought he was going to be spitting because he was like, they got me trying to rap again, right? And then he was like, see me in person, I'm a ghost. And then he kind of just started like spazzing like about, I was impressed with Lil Yachty because Lil Yachty didn't take away from the album. Like, you know, different vibe. You know, I don't expect that from Lil Yachty to be on a Kanye album. And it, I mean, I'm not hating on Lil Yachty. I'm just saying Lil Yachty, like, come on, Lil Yachty and Kanye. Like, I understand that he's made songs with Lil Pump, but like Lil Yachty, when is you, what has Lil Yachty done recently at Year Slapper? And knowing that this, that's fine. But knowing this song is about it, this album is about his mom, Lil Yachty to me doesn't really make verses that are like totally introspective that I like that. Like a lot of his songs I like are more upbeat, you know, or like kind of playful.
I think that Lil Yachty can offer some unique perspectives on situations.
I think Ruga is the other verse, and he didn't really add anything either to me. Like it was cool, but that wasn't anything special as well.
Yeah, nah. It's not a song that's getting replayed like that.
Yeah, part two was better. And that was a bonus. Like to me, that was better, but I'm not saying that one was crazy either. Like I wasn't like, oh my God, like this should have been on the album. Like to be honest, you Okay Okay was like okay.
Okay.
It was okay. What about Junior? How y'all feel about Junior?
Junior. I don't know, but it sound like some Drake shit.
Mm.
You know, Drake was on that thing for a while where he and with or Kodak with the glee. I don't know, bro. It's not sounding. Yeah, it's not doing nothing for me, bro. I don't know. It wasn't giving me hype. I like the chords in the background. I don't know, man. It's just something about the way that the song was constructed. Like I didn't know whether to get hype or like chill to it. It was just like it was a weird in between stage.
It's,
and
That's a fair
bro.
One.
It's the beats. Not even just the drums, it's the beats, bro. It's like they hit, but they're not fully hitting. And like Cardi popped up for a moment. He pops up more on the part two, and I like that. Like that's the extended verse where he showed the song with the short verse like this, and he showed it with the longer verse on part two. And then he added Ty Dolla $ign on this album to the longer verse version, which was okay as well. But again, it didn't make the track like, yo, this is like Junior's is cool. It's kind of more of an upbeat, like near on this part of that, like after that song is dang near like low key again. It gets like low key. As far as like, it's not really like an upbeat song like that again. Cardi doesn't pop up, you know, it's really chill. Like the features start to chill out too, because Cardi did a cool little thing on like 4 or 5 songs. Like that was cool, but it wasn't anything crazy. Like it should have hit way harder, I felt like. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, what did hit though was that Lauryn Hill sample.
Yeah, believe what I say. That's a dope song. That was, he had teased that a long time ago, and it was dope to get that on the album.
Finally.
Like the music, that's the thing. Most of the music on here sounds good. Even like we're nitpicking, or like to me, most of the music, I don't know how y'all feel. Most of the music sounds good on here. AC, why are you looking like that, bro? What you got something to say?
There's holes. I mean, it like, yeah, the music is good for the most part, but okay. There's definitely holes. I think what made it less enjoyable is that Kanye didn't do what he should have done on some of these beautiful instrumentals. Believe What I Say was wasted.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He could have done something so much better than that. Like, I don't know. I don't like what Kanye sings.
On this album, he starts singing and like talking. Because, you know, you either like Kanye singing or you don't. It's just like with anybody.
Yeah.
Sometimes with singing, it's like personal taste. Like, I might prefer someone like
I like Kanye singing too. So, I mean,
yeah, it was cool. I felt like it the vibe of that track. It wasn't like he was trying to do too much. Like, he wasn't trying to.
And I feel like just experimenting with this genre blending is really what's like, you know, making us feel like there's something missing. When I don't really think there's anything missing, according to Kanye.
Some of these beats, like, it's like he was trying to perfect it. Like, he wasn't trying to do too much to the point where he did. I wouldn't say too little, but it was like, you could have did a little bit more here. You know, as far as like, but this wasn't one of those tracks. No,
put a little oregano on there, bro.
Yeah, to me, this, believe what I say, it was fine. That Lauryn Hill sample was clean. That was clean. That's,
yeah, it was clean. I
the track was positive. It was positive. It was a little upbeat track. Like, even though it wasn't like hitting, it was a more upbeat track. Because then you go to 24, and I feel like that's when we start to see gospel side of this album come out more. Literally, the song's topics, before that, they would come up, but this, like, literally, like, the tracks start to, like, really, like, the choir starts to pop up more. He starts to reference God a lot more.
Yeah.
And his spirit, you know, keeping his spirit alive and stuff. Because 24, I love that track. I love 24. And I thought it could have been a good... I thought it could have been a good opener. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like that could have been a good opener. But like
opener.
Even though he switched the album around, I feel like he made it work. But this one, it was cool in where he put it. Man, that choir, man, especially the way he makes the vocals sound, like it's like kind of faded.
Yeah.
It really hits because, you know, the album's about his mom. And I feel like, you know, some of this is like, you know, he's saying we're going to be okay. And, you know, he's obviously still grieving, you know, lost something when you were younger. And you feel like you move forward. You know, sometimes he says he's okay, but really he's not okay. Like with Jesus King, you know, we said it. You know, I remember we had a debate, you know, preachy, what comes off too. None of these songs really did that as we start to transition. Like, none of the songs really came off too preachy compared to Jesus King. Like, it was like, okay, this is good. This is far.
That's the biggest improvement about this album is that it feels more like he's trying to give you what God gives him, right?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, he's trying to empower you with the music the way that God is supposed to empower you. It really worked this time. It's more just about like what does God do for Kanye? What does that translate to music?
Yeah, he could build on this. Because Jesus King, I was like, how do you build on this? I mean, you could totally just keep going this gospel sound, or you could kind of add your rap, because that's what it was missing. So I was like, Follow God. I was like, yo, you could kind of do this, but it was missing. It wasn't like it was so disconnected from the rest of his career, from the rest of the hip hop community. It was like, are you really going to start to, you're doing the Trump thing, now you're not even messing with hip hop anymore, almost. This kind of brought, this is like, I'm touching back to my roots. Like, okay, cutting that out, I got to touch back ground, even though I'm doing still kind of Christian, like even though I'm doing gospel music, I'm going to connect with rap. And that's what I liked about this. Because then we got Remote Control and Yo Man Thug. Yeah, we're going to let break down the verse. Come on, let us know.
Bruh, all I'm going to say is that Thug bodied Kanye with his own chorus. He did it better. all his little vocal effects that he had in there, that little auto-tune shit and that he had in there, that little segment, shit was fire. Going in real soft, real smooth. Thug is just smooth with it, bro. He's a demon. He slides over everything, bro. It is disgusting. Remote control, probably one of the best ones on there. Okay, as far as just, you know, replayability for songs, I think. Okay. A lot of these songs, I would say, aren't like meant for like mainstream, like radio. Like this one feels like more like radio, okay. Like something like that.
Thug came in smooth. I will give him that. He did his little thing on it. You know what I'm saying?
I think Remote Control, it was all right. Like it was not one of my favorites. Like, it would have been a better transition into Moon. Like I love Moon. When he previewed it, with just Don Toliver, it was cool. But when he added Kid Cudi and then his extra vocals, I was like, yeah, this is what I want. Like, I feel like some of these songs, especially hit with the vibe as far as, like, there's a loss or there's something there and you're hoping for it to come back. I feel like whenever Kid Cudi opens up about, like, his issues and stuff, it always hits, especially when he hums it and does that shit the way he does on that track. You know what I'm saying? And
in the soul, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that was a highlight. And, you know, Remote Control was cool, but I feel like it was a jarring transition a little bit. It was like, okay, this is a way different vibe than what you just hit me with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it definitely. All I got to say is Donnie T.
That's a highlight. Bro. Highlight.
Give this man every fucking chorus that you can give him. Because the fuck was that, bro? That it was beautiful. It was like an angel fucking.
In the production, the way
his tear came down to my ear.
It was there. And Don Toliver, when Kid Cudi really just started to go and they just added the vocals on top of it, it's like it was just like another part of the instrumentation. It was awesome. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Love it when Kanye does stuff like that. So,
nah. And these like young rappers, the way that they're able to turn their voices into instrumentations. AC really said this was mid.
Yeah,
we've gone through this entire thing and we haven't said one real bad thing about this project. It's just been kind of like,
But he's not really, you know, he's like, he's saying it's cool, but he's not really hyping it. Some of the songs that like, we are like, some like Moon, we're over here like, yo, he's just like,
I mean, Moon was one of the better tracks on the album. I mean, I can go through this album and be like, oh, that's a miss to me, or that was a cool one.
I played Moon around people, they said they didn't like it. Like they were like, no, and I'm like, what? Like, but I get it. Like it's that's what I'm saying.
It's just
to me,
what it's personal preference. Yeah, how you receive the album and whatnot. Yeah. But I mean, Heaven and Hell was okay. So you think that one was okay?
I like Heaven and Hell. Yeah.
I did too. I liked how he built that up and then just had it like just, I mean, basically doing acapella, like he had like soft instrumental in the background that he just kept going. He was just spitting, rapping and just kind of like
let it rap. That was dope. Some of these tracks he could have made flow into one another more. Like I was like, okay, like that's a cool track, but that could have came after that. Like Remote Control could have maybe been after Junior or something. Like I don't know. That's like Moon and 24 and Heaven and Hell, like those are like, even Heaven and Hell, like Heaven and Hell is kind of more upbeat structure and stuff going on, just like the contrast and bad stuff. It's not really the same vibe. So yeah, Donda was
being on Bezos.
Yeah, he's flexing as well. You know, he's always flexing. Donda was cool. Donda was a cool little track.
I feel like this is where the album really slows down for me as far as what I like. But like, not even just like the tempo, but like, I do not like some of these tracks. Like,
okay, we're gonna get into it because Donda, I feel like that was a cool little track. I love Keep My Spirit Alive. I like that song. I like the features. Bro, I like the beat.
He wasted a West Side feature by having this nigga sing. Bro, he wasted a West Side feature by having this nigga sing, bro.
Casey, you didn't like that hook?
The hook is fine. I didn't say nothing about the hook. I said he wasted a West Side feature. He made that nigga sing. You know Kanye was like, no, you singing. West Side was probably like, bro, I can spit, yeah. And then Conway came in and said, hey, can I get a verse? Yeah, we'll give you 10 seconds.
Nah, but
Conway's
verse was like, when you look at what he was saying, it was like, it was a deep verse. So. Like, that's my thing. It was short, but he did say a lot as far as like his stuff about getting shot, like the pain that caused. Like I was saying, the verses hit, even West Side Gun's verse, even though he was singing a little bit and stuff, he did start to spit a little bit and he was talking about, you know, dumping stuff so the cops don't get him. That was dope. That was cool to me. Like it fit. It did not fit with the album. That was my thing. I was worried, like, okay, are y'all gonna still be doing this gospel or like loosen it up? And they did kind of loosen it up with certain tracks.
Slang and crack.
It is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They did. They loosened, they let it, but he was doing it in a sense like, yeah, but thank God that I didn't get caught with that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like hood niggas, you know, sometimes they be saying that. Thank God I didn't get, like I said. So that was cool to see it kind of like.
How does God empower you?
That's when I feel like, when is this album disingenuous? Because I feel like a lot of these niggas, bro, they just They well, said I mean, God not, one time in a verse, and they put it on Donda.
Street
niggas,
you act like street niggas.
No, I'm
they
not
be connected
saying that.
With God. They just
I didn't say that. Do, so I didn't say that. Point.
Rod Wave,
but there's some artists on here that don't open, which you don't have to open. He's
talking about Cardi.
No, I'm not talking about Cardi. That's Cardi's not even the first person. Oh. That's not even the first person I thought about, honestly. But yeah,
doesn't,
you can say
doesn't
Cardi.
He have a pentagram on him?
But he's not praising. He's not praising God on this album. He's not. That's what saying the album didn't come off forced, but it sounded like he was forcing them to praise.
Nah, and that's not. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying like you know they all you know go or and devout you know Christians or whatever. But I'm just saying I feel like a lot of folks was just kind of like, oh, let me say something about God. I'm not sure if that was a vibe that Kanye gave off in like the studio. You know, artists could have already had that kind of like vibe. They probably Kanye might not even said anything. Was like they just had that vibe like, oh, this is Christian.
No, I know Kanye, he told them like, I want you to have this type of, because like otherwise I don't think they would have chose to go at those angles. But like it kind of fit with the narrative. It kind of fit with the themes of like opening up about like some stuff that happened in your life. But they also tried to get some references in there, like everyone tried to kind of throw in something. I felt like about like God.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It was forceful. Like they just.
I didn't
to make
think
the
it
album.
Felt forced because a lot of times it felt genuine. If you just because you don't do that on your music, because as a rapper, you know that's not Kanye can get away with that. He sold a gospel album and it won a Grammy. Other niggas cannot do that. If Westside Gunn starts talking about God on his album, unless it's like it, like he kind of did, are you going to be slapping it? Probably no. So man, that's
bro.
My point. Weekend, I don't expect Weekend talking about he found the God in him.
Think about that for the past 3 minutes.
I don't expect Weekend.
No, I didn't. I really just came up with that.
But I don't expect Weekend to talk about how he found the God in him. This nigga does cocaine on the fucking, like, this nigga be talking about doing cocaine with bitches, bro, and fucking bitches. He's talking about how he found the God in him on this album. He made it work. Like, he didn't make it feel forced, even though I know these artists don't really represent God, like, or what you think a person would represent God as, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't expect that either. But I do feel like he wasted Griselda talent, bro. He wasted.
Okay, well we'll let you say that.
Go ahead.
You felt the same way? I don't think so. I like.
Nah, I don't.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that he actually had him.
Jesus Lord, I like that track.
You know someone.
That beat, the fact that he uses that, you know, someone saying that over and over, it just works. That fucking bro. The way the bass hits, even though it's not crazy. The way it hits on that track, I love Kanye's verse. I love Jay Electronica's verse. Jay Electronica is not Christian. Like, he's not, he doesn't follow this faith, but he fit, and he also connected to God somehow as well, and he made it work. Like, Jay Electronica, I love his verse. That was dope. That was a dope-ass feature.
Yep.
Killed it.
I feel like Donda is how Kanye really, like, reconnected with God and shit, and that's just, everybody's telling their own story, how they reconnected, or... and shit like that. Sometimes it's not that deep. Sometimes I'm not gonna say this whole fucking project is a think fest, but sometimes really he can't get really deep with it.
Everyone connects with God different, you know. It's not everyone's life is different, everyone's views are different. It's like, you know, it doesn't come up in everybody's life every day or every time, but it does come up if something, if you do believe, you know. So new again was cool. It wasn't a highlight for me though. I like the beat.
EDM
I like,
track.
Yeah, I like it was cool. It was EDM gospel.
Make me new again.
But it was cool. It was a cool track. Nothing crazy though. It's not like my highlight. AC, you probably feel the same way, right? Assuming you're not talking much.
I like the energy of that one.
Okay, yeah.
So anything for me, I'm gonna tell you this off the rip. Anything with the choir in it, I like.
Yeah, even I like the choir parts.
Like, even if Kanye is singing, so I didn't want to contradict myself when we were talking about 24.
Mm-hmm.
24, yeah.
24 yeah, is the part, cause, yeah. Yeah, yeah, cause, no, because 24, because Kanye was singing, and I was just talking about the track before, how I didn't like what he, like when he sings, which I don't. But the difference between Believe What I Say and 24 is he got that choir in 24. I love the choir, period. Yeah, that just goes Sunday back service. To roots. That just goes back to roots, you know what I'm saying? My upbringing. So that's just my ties with that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I gotta let y'all know on that one. But that's just why I love anything he got with choirs. So
the effects that he puts on the choir, and this is really, especially on 24, like going back to that like almost sounded like they're like phantom spirit, like they're spiritual, like that,
like coming to them, coming like
them feel like they're a phantom. Like that is just crazy, bro.
Let's go to television.
This was a horrible transition.
Yeah, television.
This was Pop horrible.
Smoke. No, shout out to Pop Smoke though. You know, we love Pop Smoke, but this is not the best.
Why was this on the album? That should not have been on.
Who made it? Yeah, because he sent it too. This nigga, we made it. And then you just gotta say, we made it.
We made it.
I don't know. I like, if you're gonna do it, you should have left it uncensored. That's the thing too. When he was doing the stream, it was uncensored. Like the first two at least were uncensored. He was not censoring the niggas. So it was like niggas was cussing a little bit and saying niggas. And then he censored it when the album dropped. So it was like, okay. Well, I guess we're doing that too. And it didn't bother me though, but it was noticeable.
It was. We made it.
The whole album being censored. Like, I don't know, how did y'all feel about the whole album being censored? Like, I felt like they weren't cussing that much.
It didn't. It wasn't that big of a thing.
Yeah, obviously they didn't get the memo, or he probably was telling them, maybe he didn't know if he was on censor or not. Maybe he said nigga was fine and he decided it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Lord, I Need You, we kind of got back to, you know, the vibe of gospel, you know. I feel like that track was kind of, I don't know, how y'all feel about Lord, I Need You, though? Like, it was cool, but how y'all feel?
I'm not going to lie to you. New Again, all the way to No Child Left Behind. Well, no. Come to Life, I was not feeling any of
that. Dang, okay.
I was not feeling any of that. So since we're talking about Lord, I Need You, I mean, I'm just gonna leave it at that. I really was not. I wasn't feeling it.
I mean, I like the sample, but I feel like the topic of the track, like the way he came in, kind of was like, okay, that doesn't fully match. But I guess he tried to make it work. I don't know. He could have did more with that deep sample and like the deep hook.
Yeah,
the verse was weak.
Yeah, the verses weren't that cool. Or the verse, yeah.
On this one, we're talking about, yeah, Lord, I Need You. The sample is like super dramatic, and you're like, God, this shit about to fucking change my life, bro.
Yeah.
And then he comes out here talking about this the new Taco Bell and KFC.
Yeah, best thing.
Like, bro, what
making
bro,
it about his relationship with Kim almost and stuff. And it's like, you got rid of the song about you got rid of the song about abandoning your family, which was way more like passionate, I feel like, about like your relationship. And then you added this one, which is cool. Doesn't hit as hard. The lyrics are kind of cringy. I feel like you singing about losing your family, and like also it had his mom pop up, which also connected to the, I feel like that another having your mom pop up again, like as far as the speech and everything, that would have been cool. So that was like, okay, you could have replaced that. Pure Souls. I like Pure Souls. I don't know. But y'all, I'm surprised AC doesn't like it. Roddy Ricch did his thing. I feel like I feel like he fit. Like, out of all these rappers trying to do the gospel thing,
he did it the best.
I'm not going to say he did it the best, but it sounded good as far as like his hook and the way he was singing with it. Like, and they cannot, like, it was his sound. And he made it work.
Sell my soul.
Kanye made Roddy Ricch fit really well with that. And then he ended it with the choir. Now, what's her name? Singing. I'm sorry. And that was cool. The mixing, again, some of the mixing on these songs, and this one was a good thing. It was like, okay. But I didn't have an issue with it. It didn't bother me. Like, I still like the song. It was a good song. My nigga
Roddy, bro.
Yeah, I don't understand AC not feeling that. What did you have an issue with it? You didn't like Roddy? You don't like Roddy Ricch or something? Like,
no, Roddy's okay. I didn't like Kanye. Kanye.
What?
I did not like Kanye.
No, yeah.
I did not like Kanye in this.
We're going to have to set it. It's a new me, so get used to me. That was dope to me. I don't know. That was cool. Come to Life. I can see you not liking Come to Life then. Like, some people I see are saying, like, this is, like, a beauty. Like, it is a cool, like, the music sounds really good. Kanye's doing a cool little job. But it's not, like, one of my favorite Kanye emotional tracks. But it's cool. It was a cool way to transition to the close it out. But if you don't like Kanye singing, you're not going to like the track. Because he was singing. He definitely was singing on this shit. Like, like, I don't want to die alone and shit. He was getting in his little emotional bag. Lee, did you not really fuck with that track?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, Chief, I threw that one in the dumpster. Okay. Probably the second time I heard it.
It reminded me of 808s the most. Like, this vibe kind of gives me, this album, I'm not going to say it gives me 808's vibe. But like, as far as like the moodiness, that song, as far as the singing and the topics, you know, he's even saying like bringing back my sadness again, like that reminded me of 808. And I feel like it was all right to place behind No Child Left Behind, because I love No Child Left Behind. I think that was a great closer.
I think, okay, so that's my thing about it. I think that if he's singing, like, be saying something, like in No Child Left Behind, I'm not saying he wasn't saying anything in these other tracks, but No Child Left Behind, I feel like that one was like, how should I say this? I'm not trying to say he was disingenuous in these other tracks, but like I felt him like really like putting like real heart into No Child Left Behind. Like, you know, that was
great closer in Vory again. Vory.
He's the miracles of all.
And again, the ambiance of the track.
I felt that though.
I felt that. Come to Life with one of those songs, you might feel it, you might not, depending on your vibe. And depending on
how you perceive.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, honestly, this album, if you really, I'm not saying you have to be religious listening to this album, you don't. But there are certain tracks, there's certain tracks you're going to get and you're not going to get. Like, there's certain tracks you're going to be able to feel and you're not going to feel. Like, the, you know, someone who's listening to this and is not very religious or spiritual, you know, in touch with their spiritual side, you know, they just came to listen to Travis because it's Travis. They didn't really come to listen to what the message he's trying to portray.
Yeah, I feel like some people are really into lyrics, and it depends on how much you really want to get into the lyrics. Like, if lyrics about God or anything bother you, you're just not into it at all, you might have an issue. But if you you like music or what you might perceive as good music, like the sounds and just like the vocals and maybe even some of the flows, you might like it. Like, if you take away the God aspect, if it really is like, oh, I'm not spiritual or I'm not into God at all, you could probably still find enjoyment from this, just from a musical standpoint. I feel like Jesus King, you almost couldn't. It was too in your face. It was like John 8:66, like he's quoting Bible scriptures. Like, nah, bro. I cannot play that. Around certain niggas, I cannot play that shit. They like niggas, you know, like this. I'm not saying I can play this around certain niggas too.
We can get away with this
more than Jesus King. Jesus King, OD.
The reason why you could play this one a little bit is because I feel like he's able to mix the chants and the lyrics really a lot better now.
Like I said, I could play Moon outside of this album, right? And me as a fan, I could do that. But I feel like if I just opened up, it was like, yo, like, play this. Like, you might be like, what is this? This is not rap. This is not slapping. This is not upbeat. This is not, it's really like a mood. A lot of albums like that. I'm not going to lie to you. It's like, it's not, if you were expecting rapping Kanye, if you were expecting bars, if you were expecting like him, maybe it'll be rapping about his mom in detail. Like, it was really just him getting emotional or like kind of trying to be upbeat over these ambient beats almost. With like some occasional kick or whatever, or like a synth or something, you know. Mike Dean did a good job mixing it. Yeah, Mike Dean. Shout out to Mike Dean. He did a good job mixing this. It wasn't like crazy. I feel like he did what he could with whatever Kanye was trying to work with.
I think that the drums really, like, he took the drums away so that you could focus on the words.
But so, sometimes with the lyrics, because he's not spitting hella, it's like some corny dad jokes. It's like it stands out, and, especially if you expect Kanye to be spitting, you know.
Yeah, and then also you're supposed to be feeling what he's saying. So I feel like if you don't connect with the album, like when you're listening to it and you're not connecting to it, you're not gonna get anything out of the experience, the build up.
It was like that's the thing with Kanye. You
have to feel the mood of it and get into it. So if it's not clicking for you right now, I mean, it might click for you in a little bit, and then you'll actually be able to enjoy the whole album. Go ahead. You want to talk about beef now?
Well, I was gonna say, and then you had the beef dynamic, which was also hyping the album up as far as like, when are you gonna drop it? Are you gonna drop the same day as Drake? Are you gonna drop it the same week? Because people were saying like, they're gonna drop at the same time. They're like playing cat and mouse. Drake said he already had this date set in stone and came out like he probably did, but you know, then you know, Universal dropping the album before him, and then him saying he didn't even want to drop it. Maybe he was gonna wait. I don't know. Now, you know, a track leaks with him and Andre 3000 that could have been on this album that wasn't. That's better than a lot of the tracks. I say rapping wise, like, that's the best rapping wise track. Yeah, even off the grid. Like, you know, Andre getting Andre 3 stacks, that would have been a crazy. If he would have got to fit on this album, you know, and
ain't nobody forcing Kanye to rap like that except for 3K, bro.
Yeah, and that's I feel like 3K floated.
This nigga floated like a butterfly.
Kanye floated, and we're not going. I mean, the beef is it's an interesting dynamic, you know, because Drake used to write for Kanye, like write songs for Kanye. Kanye used to write songs for Drake sometimes, or like. They used to help each other. Drake's career, Kanye played a big part. And now they're beefing, throwing jabs. I guess there's a song out technically that Kanye didn't put out where he was damn near throwing direct jabs. And that's played a part into this album too, because even on OK OK and even some of the songs, like he's mentioning like, oh, you look up to me. Oh, like I'm trying to rap again because niggas is bringing it out of me even though I'm a changed man. That was the experience as well, like seeing that whole dynamic, especially because Pusha T was connected with it last time. I don't know if we're going to get anything more from it. I don't know if it's going to be diss tracks. I don't know if more information is going to come out. But that's cool to see, you know, two greats. I'm not always a fan of beef per se. Cause, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, we should all get along. But you know how niggas is. Sometimes y'all be cool and niggas don't get along, y'all beefing for a period.
Like the whole build up to this album is dope. And he broke records dropping it, sold number one before Drake dropped. Like, he was doing crazy numbers. No one's done it like this, at least from what I remember. I don't remember someone else live streaming their album like three times on like this, on this grand of a scale. Selling out arenas, making this much money before the album drop, and then it coming out
and it being not the normal and people just like fucking with it still. I mean, people, you know what it is, Kanye, so people are gonna fuck with it, right? I don't know.
Not to discredit Kanye, but I mean, there's artists that could have done this if there was the same resources back
then. Yeah, but he's a billionaire. He and obviously iTunes or whoever was investing in him and letting him do what he could do. Giving him the time before dropped it, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to discredit Kanye because, I mean, yeah, he's doing this
thing. But who else? I mean, you know, with streaming and everything, you know, he made the rollout important again, you know, because with Yeezus, you know, he doesn't do singles anymore. So it's like, you don't do singles, but how do you make the rollout important without singles? Well, I'm a live stream album. With Life of Pablo, he kind of tried to do this, but it wasn't the same. This was like $3,000 in the end. He set himself on fire and like damn near got remarried with Kim. For you to be doing all this for an album, I don't know who else could do this. I don't know if it's going to be done again. I don't know if I want it to be done again, but it was cool to see him do it, especially, you know, for an album named after his mom. You're going to go out for mama, right? That's what I think.
I wouldn't want to see it done again. I'll be honest, bro. I wasn't a fan of the fact that I had to listen to the album initially, like bare bones, like this is the first time I ever heard it, super raw, and I didn't get to listen to it for the next like 4 days because I don't know where to fucking find this shit.
But it's like an album leaking, you don't have to have access to it, you don't have to, you still can.
I want access to listen to it some more. I want to, you know, have it grow on me. I don't like just listening to something leaving it alone.
But I know, but the live streams, the listening parties were just experiencing the album almost being made. But it was almost so like the album was going to drop after, which is why I think people were getting pissed off. If he was just been like, yo, I'm having 2 to 3 listening parties, you can come and check out the progress of the album and it might drop. He was the second one, they had a commercial saying it was going to drop, and the third one, nigga on the team was like, it's gonna drop, and then it didn't drop right after. You made us wait, what, 2 extra days or whatever? You don't have to listen to leaks. You don't have to check out. You didn't have to check it out. You could have just waited till the
you didn't drop. Have you to, but if you're a fan, of Kanye West, you're gonna check it out. You're gonna look like I did,
or see
and
it on Twitter.
Be pissed when you don't have access. Yeah. When you don't have access to the music, because I like having access to my music. I pay for my music. Like I want to have it. I want to listen to it when I want it. And sometimes it's kind of frustrating because, like, I really liked 24 when I first heard it, bro. I wanted to slap that song every single day, and I couldn't.
I was,
and it pissed me off. Yeah, you were, because this nigga's all the way tapped in with the fucking goddamn Reddit subreddit for Kanye. You know, this nigga is the leader of that shit.
He's hacked, for real. I mean, but see, that's the thing. I think Kanye, which he's learned, Kanye's a businessman. Scarcity is key.
Like with the shoes and stuff. Like, yeah,
shoes. It's the same exact thing. Kanye's smart. Like, he's just like, let me just give him a taste. You get somebody a taste and it sounds good, they'll come back. They'll be fiending for more. You know,
I mean, this nigga does have $9 billion. So I can't say he's not a good businessman. Just your tactics are fucking asshole-ish, bro. Give me the fucking.
But he's been doing it for years. He's been doing it for years.
I know. And that's why it's like you can't work yourself up over it. And we were talking about that last episode. Right. Where, you know, you expect this to happen every time.
How are y'all feeling? Like, do y'all think this is like one of the best drops this year? Y'all think it's one of his better drops? I don't know. Like, how do y'all feel about this album now that we've had time to sit with it and really say, okay, we've experienced it. We experienced it this way. We might not have, but this is how I experienced it. And this is what my opinion is. My thoughts.
Definitely not the best drop I've heard. One of the best drops this year. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that take. Was it horrible? No. Kanye made us wait did not live up to his expectation. Like, he made us wait a long time. He did 3 listening parties.
It was released almost exactly. It was probably just like 30 days or something like that, past a year of when he said it was going to release. So,
yeah, I mean, exactly. So it's like he makes us wait this long time, right? And I don't think it lived up to the expectation. You know, as long as you made us wait, that played a part into it as well in terms of how much I liked it. You know, because you're coming in with a different energy. Like, you make me wait this long, I'm going to be expecting something like fire.
Even as a Kanye fan, was I disappointed? No. Thoroughly impressed, like, as far as, like, was I blown away? No. I just think I got a good album. A good to great album, depending on how I'm feeling. Like, if I'm really in the mood to just hear this, I might really enjoy it. But sometimes it's like, okay, I'm skipping this, or I'm not even going to these. Because it's like, it's a certain mood with some of these songs. I feel like he didn't fully connect with someone. Did make his way. Donda, it's named after your mom. Like I said, go big or go home. I feel like he tried to go big. That's my thing. You at least tried to go big, and it's not like you missed on too much of it for me. And even the ones you did miss, it's not like, oh, this is horrible. None of it was really horrible to me. I didn't really get like, no, this is like, I need to fucking turn this shit off. Like,
it's trash.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't like that. It wasn't like, bro, this is awful, this is garbage, except Pop Smoke.
But that's like an interlude. That's an interlude, so I give that aside. Even in that, you should have cut that interlude. Even though I hold Kanye to a high standard, so even me pointing out these flaws isn't me saying that the album, I still like the album. I like the album. But I'm not going to be like where I'm not. I see the flaws. I see the things that I don't like in the album. I do wish he could have did more with some of the tracks. Overall, the experience, the vibe of the album, the songs like Moon, songs like that. Like, I didn't totally know what to expect from Kanye after hearing this. I got something different and I got something that hit for me, you know, but it's not like his best project. It's still on the lower of the total pole. Like,
I think Kanye has one more album to go off of this, and then he can't go no more. I don't think he can. How is he going to continually follow up with this?
No, but I'm saying he doesn't have to keep on doing this. I'm just saying sometimes artists create very niche albums to themselves that are really good for whatever lane that is, and then it spawns a new group of fans in their collective.
He's doing something different. This isn't the Kanye, even as a fan, I wasn't expecting him maybe to go this route with this sound, with this album, and get the features he did and stuff and make it all work.
I thought it was a really impactful moment, and I think that it's probably going to resonate for a long time. I think it's going to be one of those albums that we don't stop talking about. Mm-hmm. We don't really stop talking about any Kanye album. Like, we could always bring up any Kanye album in a situation and talk about it. It's just another one adding to the repertoire of great Kanye albums.
I for sure agree to disagree. This is definitely not a classic. Nobody will be talking about this in 5 years. Kanye did something new, and he just dropped the album. That's how I see it. But I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I like that, though, because there's always people like, you know, who's thinking ahead. And if you really believe that, fuck it, say it. Because that happens, bro. People said, you know, Yeezus, people go back and forth. I don't know if I could. I think it's a classic. As far as like the way he did that, the sales,
people will say this shit about so many albums. Influence, bro.
I'm saying, he has a lot of albums where you could damn near debate if they're classic or not. And like, this could be, I'm not gonna say it is right now because I'm not messing with it as hard as I do even Yeezus.
All I'm gonna say is, bro, the best albums get the most hate. Best albums get the most hate because it's the most different and it's not what people are used to. We're getting something entirely different. You're not even getting
Kanye not getting the pass because he's Kanye. I do not care if this was mid pack. If this was a mid-pack, it was a mid-pack.
You think it's mid? Yeah, I don't think it's mid.
Kanye need to hang it up. Just produce. Yeah. Half them tracks he was just singing.
But like, you got sounding the same.
Y'all just hyping it up. It's a new genre. Like, he's going in
It's not a new genre.
But you got songs that you said were really hot. You got really highlights.
He has some great songs on there.
As soon as those grow on you, bro, the whole album, as long as the album sounds pretty similar, the whole album is going to grow on you. I guarantee it.
No, that's not true. Because the highs that were on the song did not sound like, if you go back to that cluster of songs I said I didn't like, they all sound the same. Back to back.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna refuse to believe that anybody can hate Praise God, because goddamn Roddy Ricch is too damn good.
Yeah, I don't think they sound the same.
His features sound different, but that's his features. Kanye sound the same.
I don't think this album sounded the same, bro. I don't get any of the sameness from this album.
From any of the songs, really.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying about maybe some of the topics, but like, Jesus Lord does not sound like Lord I Need You. Pure Soul doesn't sound like Lord I Need You To Me. Come to Life does not sound like Heaven and Hell or Moon. It's different.
All right, y'all. That concludes this episode of Hip Hop Baby's album review, Donda edition. Let us know what you thought. Is it better than Certified Lover Boy? Will Justin LaBoy deactivate his Twitter account? Will Kanye ever rap again? We may never know. Find out next time on Hip Hop Babies Podcast.
As usual, all the socials, everything in the description. You want to stay connected to the Hip Hop Babies Podcast. We love y'all for listening. Yeah, you know what it is.
Man, this man closed it out like a soap opera. I don't know if I was at my grandparents' house. I'm ready for the theme song to come on. Hey, but thanks for checking out Hip Hop Babies Podcast. You know, we here. Let us know what you think, man. We're interested in knowing your opinion about the album as well. You know, we like to be active in the comments, comment on the videos, like the videos, subscribe, share the videos. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Yep. Peace.
Peace.